This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Kendra DiColo, author of I Am Not Trying to Hide My Hungers from the World, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Jeffrey Davis reading Not to be Confused with Poem. As the poem, I could ask my pedaled voice to cup its first and last notes against the hive's collapse. As the poem, I could ask my scent to bud in the noses of passers-by, could get a heart or two leaping for the season inside me. As the poem, I could ask the strange hands of the wind to play my pale pink beautiful all afternoon. As the poem, I could ask the kingdom of my blooming to ripen around a small number of promises called tomorrow. As the poem, I could ask my hanging on to look like your questions between prayer and faith. As the poem, I could ask you kindly not to salivate at the miracle I have yet to finish. As the poem, I could ask each hard thing beneath me to make the fall of my shine seem insufferable. As the poem, I could ask the knowledge my body is to taste like you testing your fate. As the poem, I could ask my plummet through your thinking to rename what you believe has held this world together. As the poem, I could ask safely to be of your eye now, having survived every green reason to wait. As the poem, I could ask the arrow that takes me off a steady brow to fill this place with wonder. As the poem, I could ask my browning flesh to set the wild air humming for rot. As the poem, I could ask my before and after images to barely speak the same desire. About this poem. I admire that Shakespeare soliloquy where Juliet thinks through her family beef love problem as if it were a language problem. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. I find Juliet's defiance compelling and convenient. That is, until I think about loss, how what I'm willing to admit about painful experience can get mired by the titles involved, making Juliet's art of unfinished understanding seem as challenging as it is worthy. This poem started at the kitchen sink, washing an apple for my son's lunch, wanting to feel a little brighter.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.